The Divrei of Yosef Mili of Rabbi Akiva, Teret, according to the Brisa like we just had, it will be Teret. In other words, Beshlakish is coming to tell now the Klolim what like each town holds. So according to the three Tanoim of our Mishnah, by a Mincha that comes by itself, since it goes the Ishim, or be a din of Loi Teret. But according to Yosef Mili, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Brisa like we just had, to last daf, there will be a few lines up before this, there will be a din of Teret. What's going to be Mincha Abor Masdevach? Let's say Mincha becomes Beteras Nesachim. It does not come Beteras itself. It comes Beteras the Chiyav of the Korban. Like every Korban Atomid, there's a Chiyav to bring a Mincha with it and Nesachim. So the Mincha that comes with the Korban, Ledivar Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, Leterid. According to the first two Shittas of our Mishnah, the Dinu be Leterid. Because the Maestri is Bor Ali Ishim, it comes on the fire of the Mizbeach, therefore it's Leterid. But the Divrei Kulan, Leterid, both according to the two Tanoim of the last Brisa, and Rav Shimon and our Mishnah, that holds that the Sochim that are not coming b'fnei Atzmon, but they come Mechlal HaZevach, the din will be Tered. See, also this Mincha is called Bo, the Chlal HaKorbin, it will be Tered. Now, what's going to be Nesochim HaBoyim b'fnei Atzmon? Let's say Nesochim, the Yayin that's brought by itself, not the Chlal the Korbin, but it's brought by itself. So it has one mile of the Koran to Rav Shimon, but still, it's not Al Ishim. So, Divrei Kulam Yerdu. The Divrei Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shimon, Le Yerdu. Only Kwanza Gulam of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Le Yerdu. That they hold you do not need Al Ishim. It's enough, even send us Al Alamas Beyach, also be Le Yerdu. What's going to be Nesachim Haboy Mimazevach? Nesachim that's brought with the Korban. So, Divrei Kulam Yerdu. According to everybody, it's put down. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, since it doesn't come by itself, it only comes because of the korban. And also, it's not Lala Ishim, it's not on the fire, it's only on the Mizbeach, the Nesachim, the Yayin. But to be Rabbi Gamliel, Lechudai Layerdu. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel, his Shittu is anything that goes on the Mizbeach. Even though it's not Lala Ishim, like Nesachim, also the Locher is Layerdu. So, Mr. Kashab Shittu, it was what Shkak is telling us. Shita, if you learn through the Mishnah and the Brisa, you know these halachis. What are they come to teach us? So Moshe says, yes, I tell you, Mincha Abor B'fnei Atzmo Yisrochle. The Chiddush is that a Mincha that comes by itself, then will be Imanu Le'yed or Kranz Rabbi Shimon. Ukid Rava, like Rava. The Yama Rava says, Misnadiv Odom Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yoyim. That a person has right to be Misnadiv a Minchas Nesachim B'chol Yoyim. Meaning you could bring a Minchas Nesachim by itself. See when the Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Obiyerid, that's only when it becomes Mechlal, the Korban. When it comes by itself, and Echnami, then it'll be Leiterid. Rashi says, this is the Chiddush, that the Yesh Minchas Nesachim, Habo B'fnei Atzmai, that it comes by itself. So the Gemara still asks, if so, V'neshamin Kedi Rava, let Mishnah just say over, Rava's Chiddush, what does he have to say of all these lochis for? So Moshe says, no, Nesachim Aboyim Mazevach Yisrochlei. That's also a Chiddush. That the Nesachim, if they come with the Korban, that there'll be a din of Teret. Why? The Yisrochlei, the Komak of Lulamachor, or Luyoyma Achor, Acheris, that even though you could bring the Nesachim tomorrow, true it comes because of the Korban. That you could bring the Korban tomorrow, and you could bring the Nesachim tomorrow. So even though you bring it tomorrow, still the din will be it, or be a din Teret. Because otherwise, the Gemara says, "Sakadat Chamin." I would have thought to say, "Hoyo v'yamamar." Since we learned that we dash in the pasukim by midbar that says, "Minchasam uniskeyem balayla," so we dash in also minchasam uniskeyem lemocha that you can bring it tomorrow. Kinesachel aboyim b'fnei atzman dami. I would have thought to say, when you bring the nesachim the next day, not the same day you brought the korban, maybe you should have a locha like it's coming by itself. And maybe in such a case, maybe Rabbi Shimon the Le Yerdu, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree that here the Tin Shabi is Imolo Le Yerid. Chumash Malon, that's the Chiddush, you know, that any Nesachim, if it comes Lechlal the Korban, even though it comes a day or two later, still will be a Din Tered, according to Rabbi Shimon. Only the Nesachim that comes by itself, your own Chiyav, then will be a Din of Le Tered. But calls them on the comes because of the Korban, will always be Tered. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu, Imolu lo yerdu. So these are the things that once they go on top of the Mizbeach, the din is lo yerdu, you did not bring it down, like we had before in the Mishnah, that the Mizbeach on the Kaddish, these things. Which psulim? That halan, let's say the dam was left overnight, or else the emurim was left overnight till the next day. So even though the chetchilu is possible to bring it, but with the evidence put on top of the Mizbeach, we said lo yerdu. The hayoitzei, let's say he took the dam or the basar out of the kloyim, or else the atomei, if they became tomei, fisher nishchat chuslazmanu b'chusim kaimoi, or else b'shaf b'alar avoidus, yet in moin, o machshava figol, o machshava chutz lim kaimoi, that the korban becomes possible, even though l'chatkilu there's no haktorah, still b'diyevet, if we went up on the Mizbeach, we leave it there. Fisher kivlu psulim, who then a kind that's possible if he made a kabbalah sadam, b'diyevet the dam is lo yerdu. Vizok was dumb if he made his recon in Mizbeach. All these cases is a molo lo yerdu. Rabbi Yudah says, Shanishchat Tovalaylo. Let's say by mistake they made the shchit of the korban at night time, that is possible. It says by yoim, only by daytime, not at night time. Rav Shanishpach Dono, they did not make a kabbalah at all. Rather, the dam was nishpach straight on the floor. Rav Yaitse Dom Chutz L'Kloyim. If the dam went outside the kloyim, Chutz L'Kloyim, so he also viewed him also terid on these three psulim. If it happened, the dim will still be terid. The dam goes up on the Mizbeach, you have to bring it down. And we'll see in the Gemara why of you that says these three psulim are different. Now the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Shimon or Mishimon says, let David know, even these three psulim, still the din will be, the Mizbeach is Mekadishit. So Rabbi Shimon or Mishimon says, Kol Shep Sulub HaKodesh, HaKodesh Mekabloi. As long as when the Korban came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was kosher, and the psul first happened later in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lach is as kosher. Means the Mizbeach is Mekadishit. But Lehoye Psul of HaKodesh, meaning if the Psul happened before the Beino came into the Beis HaMikdash, then Ein Hegish Mekabloi, then there's no din of the Mizbeach is Mekadishit. Now the Elu, these are the cases, Shlehoye Psul of HaKodesh, that the Psul happened even before it came into the Beis HaMikdash, Haroiva, the Anirva, an animal that lived with a man, with a lady, the Hamuks, an animal that was set aside to be able to avoid the Zoro, or else via Neva, the actually worshipped the Behemon, or else via Esnan, a present to pay that was given to a Zainan, that a terrorist said that animal is possible for Korban, or else via Mechir, an animal that you sold for a dog, that it's possible for Korban, via Klayim, an animal that came from a Klayim, two different animals, via Treifer, the animal to trade from, via Yotzi Daifim, or else an animal that was not born, normally came out to the side, or Bali Mumin, most of the animals are Bal Mum, so these psulim happened even before they came into the Beis HaMikdash, therefore the din is, Im Olu Yerdu. Rabbi Akiva, Machshava Bali Mumin. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Bal Mum is kosher. Even though it's Olu, the din will be Le Yerdu. I will see in the Gemara exactly which type of a Bal Mum does Rabbi Akiva say this on. Rabbi Chanina, Sekhana Kahanim Oimer. He used to say like this, that Doichoye Abo is Bali Mumin, Meagabi HaMizbeach, that my father used to push away all the mumim from the Mizbeach. And the Gemara's Maz will see what he meant to say is that the Elzai, like the Tamikam and the Chanami, that if it's Olu, the din is Yerdu, the Mizbeach is not Mekadashit, but he would not push it down the Derech Bizoyin, but rather Derech means Kalachiyad, he would push it off on the side, not to be Mevaza, the Behema, the Korban. Then the Mishnah says, Kishem Shim Olu Lo Yerdu, just like all these psulim. Once it goes on top of the Mizbeach, but the evidence is there, we leave it there, Kachim Yerdu Lo Yalu. Then once this psul comes off the Mizbeach, there's no time to put it back up again. And other Rabbi, you're not allowed to put it back up again. So in Yerdu, once it comes down, Lo Yalu, do not put it up again. The Kula now, Sha'olu Chayin Rosh HaMizbeach, Yerdu. That the Mishnah Gemara says it means according to Rabbi Akiva that he holds the Bali Mumim im Olu lo Yerdu, but if it went up there, if the Bali Mum went up and the Sechayim was alive, then the din is Tered. There's no din im Olu lo Yerdu by Balachayim when they're alive. Only if the Mis is a such a locha. What's going to be now? The Mishnah says now, Oilo Shol Sechayim the Rosh HaMizbeach. Let's say they brought the Korban Oilo, a Kosher Korban Oilo. They brought on top of the Mizbeach. So locha is Tered. The Chachili is supposed to make the Shechita Lamato. What's going to be Shechot of Resha Mizbech? Let's say that the Evid, the Kain, made the Shechita on top of the Mizbech. Then the din is Yavshit, v'yinateach v'mkoyimo. You have a right to skin it and to cut up the piece of meat right there on top of the mizbeach, and you go to burn it right away. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Pasuk says, Zeis hi oila. This is the oila. And of this we darshan, that im olu, it has a din of yosin yiyu, that even if it's olu, it's lo yerdu. But Kopurim, it says like three miyutim here. It says, Zeis hi oila. So Rashi says the word Zeis is a miyut, and the word vihi is a miyutim, and the hay of the oila is also a miyut. So therefore, if Yehuda says, Hare elu gimel miyutim, these are three miyutim, there are three psulim, so here we say Tered, that even though it went up the top of the Mizbeach, it's not Mekadosh, but rather Tered. One of these three psulim, the Shanishchot Balayla, that's of Yehuda Shit in the Mishnah, that they made the Shchit Balayla, that's a psul, and therefore it's Tered. The Shanishpach Dono, if the dam never had a Tzuriko, the Nishka dam, the dam spilled on the floor, there's never a Tzuriko, so the Bosor, the Din is Tered. And the Wadin, the Shayotza Dom of Chuslakloim, it is the psul Yotzi on the dam, again, before you made a Tzuriko, there's a psul on the dam, so now the Bosor has a psul, that even if it's Olu, the Din is Yered. Shemolsa Tered, that's how Rabbi Shimon gets his three halakas here, from the Miutim, of these three Miutim. Rabbi Shimon says no. Oila, Pasuk says Oila. Zayin liyel Oila, Kshera. Maybe only a korban Oila Kshera, if it's Olo, Agavya Mizbech, then it's Mekadashit. Minayin l'rabo, Yishanishko Tov Alaylo, Yishanishpach Domo, Yishiyot Domo Chus Tekloyim. How do you know that even these three psulim, also if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it's Lo Yerid? And the same thing according to Rabbi Shimon, Vahalan, where the dam was left overnight, Vahayotze went out of its place, Vahatonei, Vishanishchot Chutzazman, Vahkustin Koymoi, Vahamachshevas Pigla, Chutzin Koymoi, Vishakiblu Tzulim, Vahzokuras Domoi, where a kind that was possible with Tonei, made the Kabbalah, made the Zriko, or else, Hanitonim Lamato, Shinostin Lamalo, the dam is supposed to go on the bottom of Chutzazikro, if it went on top, or else the opposite way, Ulamalo, the dam is supposed to go on top, Shinostin Lamato, that they put it on the bottom part of the Chutah Sikrum, or else V'yanistim Machutz, the dam is supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach. Shenosnum Bifnim, that was put on the inside Mizbeach, or else the opposite way, Bifnim, the dam is supposed to go on Mizbeach Apnim, Shenosnum Machutz, that's put on the outside Mizbeach, or else Upestach V'yachate Sheshoch Neshle Lishmon, that these Kabbonis become possible, there's a Psul Shle Lishmon, by a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chattis. Meanwhile, how do we know in all these psulim that v'diyevet was put on top of the mizbeach? The din is it's mekadeshit and layerit. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Toyras oila riboy." Is a riboy here that toyrachas l'chol oilim is one aloch of anything that goes on top of the mizbeach. Not only in oil k'shera, but even in oil that has these psulim, that the chal is shemolu layerdu. That once it goes up, the mizbeach is mekadeshit. We do not bring it down. If so, the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marbo, I'll also include in these psulim, Haroiva v'Anirva, where an Adam or an Isha live with the animal, v'Hamuksa v'Yenevad, the animal was worshipped, or set aside to be worshipped, v'Esnan, it was paid for Zoyna, or Mechir was sold for a dog, or Klayim, or Treifa v'Yotze Doifin, maybe even these psulim also, and this we say no, Tam 11, the Pasuk says, Zeis, you're a Miyutim, but not every psul is it in Olu lo yerdu, but there are sometimes that these little psulim that we say yerdu. So where's the question? How do you know this? Omar Rayas the Rabbit to Selu, Olohiti Selu. How do I know the first ones is Mekadish, it's lo yerid, and the second ones is Terid? So where's the story? The story is Achash Riva Kosif. There's a Ribu Zeis Tara Selu.